Cybersecurity. What do you know about it? Well, we've got this. I'm holding the Cybersecurity Bible, as it's known now, by NSA Insider, that teaches the next generation IT strategies and defenses. We have with us internationally recognized cybersecurity expert Sami Sajjari joining us. He's written this book. It's very much like an educational book, and it has a lot of details, I guess, on cybersecurity. Good morning, Sami. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, how is a book like this going to stay relevant? Let me just put it, I guess, in that way, because like everything always changes in the tech field. Is this kind of just a blueprint to apply whatever new things need to be implemented?
So that's a really great question. What I tried to do is write a book on the principles of cybersecurity that were timeless. And so the ideas will apply no matter how things evolve or escalate. And I have several chapters about how things are likely to change over the next 3 to 5 years specifically. But generally, the principles will apply no matter what happens.
What is the, I guess, the basic of cybersecurity? What would be the baseline of what you are trying to do and how to do it?
Well, so I think the problem is that their attackers are very clever, and they come and attack systems in many, many different ways. And so the crux of cybersecurity engineering is figuring out how to stop the entire space of all attacks, you know, whether it's a phishing attack or whether somebody's going to hack in through a firewall or whether there's so many different ways. You have to have a systematic way of trying to address that entire attack space.
You have to think like a hacker, in other words.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I mean, the first two or three chapters of the book are dedicated to helping people think like an attacker, because you have to think like an attacker in order to have effective defense.
Can you give us an example of that? How does a hacker think?
Well, so a hacker, first of all, I mean, there's so many different possible holes, right? So there's many systems out there that have holes for which there are already patches have been issued by the software makers, but people haven't had time, energy, or didn't know that the software patches were out there. So the first thing a hacker does is he sort of turns all the doorknobs right in the house, right, in an analogy to a system, to see which door opens. So, you know, they first try the easy path, right, because everybody's lazy, right, and you'd like to do the easy thing first. And a lot of time they get in just on a hole that's known with a known patch. And then they have to get more sophisticated and sort of think about what the engineers didn't think about. What's the kind of the sideways, what are the weeds that they can kind of crawl through in order to come into the system from a system that system depends on. So they have to kind of walk it back to kind of think about what engineers forgot. And my job is to help engineers not forget those things.
Are engineers the ones that we need to rely on, or is there other disciplines that can come to work to actually fill out the whole issues?
Yeah, no, I think engineers are sort of the primary people who design the systems, but there are people called operators, right, people who operate the security system. For example, there are intrusion detection systems, right, and their job is to detect cyber attack as they occur. And you really need people who are trained to sort of monitor those systems and kind of see the difference between a false alarm and a real attack signal. So those are very different than engineers. They're called operators. They're analysts. They're there to sort of analyze the data either through big data analyst programs or to actually visually look at it and get trained to understand the difference between attacks and false alarms.
We think of cyber attacks and we think of it somehow someone's trying to get our money, our identity. What are some of the other issues that are being attacked, and what are they doing with what they're trying to get at? What are they after?
Well, so it depends on the cyber attacker. There's a whole bunch of different ones, right? But one of the ones that I'm most concerned with is nation states trying to disrupt infrastructure. So many people don't understand or don't realize that all of our infrastructure completely depends on computers, and particularly our power grid and our banking systems and telecommunications. And so if hackers attack those systems, the lights could go out. And not for an hour, not for a day, not for a week, but for 6 months. And not in one small area of the country, but the entire country. So the stakes are really, really high. You know, certainly we're worried about identity theft. Certainly we're worried about somebody knocking over a bank and stealing, you know, $50 million, which has happened, right? But we're much, much more worried about the larger scale attacks from nation state to nation state.
Are you aware of any of those kind of attacks that have been thwarted against agencies here in the U.S.?
Of course, every day. I mean, so every minute of every day, all of our government agencies are under attack in some fashion. And so, yes, right, I mean, the firewalls stop, that's the protection at the boundary of the system. They stop many, many attacks a minute. And you know, sometimes they get into the inside, right, of these systems. And, yes, that has happened. And it takes some time to get them back out again. And that happens sometimes through malicious code, software that kind of finds its way into the system, propagates around. We have to find it, stop it, and then delete it, and then restart the system.
We are talking today with Sammy Sagiari, who has written the book Engineering Trustworthy Systems. Why trustworthy? What's that? How does that play into this? What does that really mean?
Well, because, yeah, it's a great question. So instead of secure systems, you know, you have to trust that the system works securely. So even though, you know, people have things out there that they say is secure, but we need to not only just say it's secure, we need to have some confidence that it really is secure against people attacking the system or attacking even the defense part of the system, like the cybersecurity itself. And so it's about figuring out how not just to secure it, but how we come to assure ourselves that it is secure.
Seems like this could cost a lot. I guess if you don't use it, but people have to work a budget into this type of a thing, right? Spend money for this because of the value of it.
Well, that's right, right? I mean, so what's at risk? The same thing for insurance for a house, right? So you spend money to insure your house against theft and against fire, and you're willing to spend some number of dollars per year to do that. It's the same kind of calculus that you have to do for developing cyber defenses. You don't want to spend your entire budget or all of your revenue for the year on it, but it makes sense. Today, I think companies spend around 3 or 4% of their IT budget on cybersecurity. It makes sense really to kind of try to push that up towards around 10%, depending on what kind of industry they're in and how vulnerable they are, but about 10%. So people are underspending by a factor of 3 today, given what's at risk currently.
Who do you hope reads this book? I see it's McGraw-Hill, so there's a heavy educational aspect of it. You hope this gets into a curriculum, or where do you hope this gets to?
Well, both, right? So I wanted to get into the curriculum of the kids that are up and coming so that they can stand on the shoulders of all the engineering principles that have been learned over the last 5 decades. But I also want to get it in the hands of professionals, and there are some on the order of 4 to 6 million cybersecurity professionals across the world now. And I want them to get the book and stand on the shoulders of all the engineers that I've worked with and all the engineering I've done so that they can be better defenders.
And those who, the more you understand, the more you can relate and know how that department's talking and what that really means to your business and exactly what best path to take when you're trying to protect whatever it is you need to protect. Our guest this morning, Sammy Sagiari, the book is Engineering Trustworthy Systems. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.